response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A 31-year-old suspect who fired on Hennepin County Sheriff's deputies in South Minneapolis is in custody. Nearly 500 Target Field concession workers say they'll announce a strike date on Thursday, and another round of severe storms roll across Minnesota. But first, a new report estimates the toll Operation Metro Surge took on Minneapolis's economy.
Colonial Market owner Daniel Hernandez felt Operation Metro Surge's impact almost immediately.
January, we were only running the store with 10 people. February, we were running our store with 5 people, and right now we have people.
He closed his East Lake Street store after losing $3 million, a reality of the $700 million worth of economic damages Operation Metro Surge caused in Minneapolis. Mayor Jacob Fry.
The hole that we're coming out of is deep. $700 million is deep.
Hernandez says he's ready to fight back.
We might be beat up, we might be in the floor, but we can stand up for the second round and say, hey, give me more, because this is not enough. What do I see Colonial Market doing? We're not running away from Minneapolis.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A 31-year-old suspect who fired on Hennepin County Sheriff's deputies serving a warrant in South Minneapolis yesterday is in custody following an hours-long standoff. Hennepin County Sheriff Dewana Witt says negotiators were able to contact the man identified as Tyler O'Brien, leading him to surrendering.
When you can communicate with people, right, we know that in the moment, people being heated, they're not thinking straight. So, you know, time is on our side when we have those opportunities where we can talk to people, talk them down. So there are different tactics used by, again, the negotiators did a wonderful job in getting him to that point so he could peacefully surrender.
O'Brien fired several rounds at law enforcement during the 8-hour ordeal, threatened to throw a grenade at police, and even shot down a police drone at one point. A woman and child inside the apartment when the standoff began were able to exit safely. The attorney representing a whistleblower within the Minneapolis Police Department says more could come out soon about the alleged misconduct of former Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara. Chris Maddle tells WCCO Radio's Chad Hartman his client has faced continued retaliation for bringing damaging information to light, detailed in a Minnesota Star Tribune article.
His motive simply was to tell the truth and to end this sort of facts constantly being swept under the rug and this culture of intimidation and retaliation. It has to stop, Chad. It just has to stop.
The 32-page lawsuit has not been filed in court. Maddle says the decision is ultimately up to his client. After months of negotiations, the University of Minnesota, M Physicians, and Fairview have solidified their partnership for another 10 years. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced the new 10-year deal following a lengthy mediation process. The current agreement between the U of M and Fairview was set to expire at the end of the year. University of Minnesota Medical School Interim Dean Dr. Carol Bradford.
It's a time for us to think about the future and not the past, and to really lock arms and see how we can continue to transform health and bring that to all Minnesotans.
The University Board of Regents and the boards of Fairview and M Physicians still need to vote to approve the agreements. Environmental groups are demanding that Hennepin County address what they call toxic trash ash violations. The Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy has issued a legal demand letter to Hennepin County alleging its latest 5-year solid waste plan illegally fails to outline reduction strategies for toxic ash generated by a local incinerator, the Hennepin Energy Recovery Center. Group attorney Luke Norquist.
Minnesota in particular passed a law that directs all counties that use waste incinerators to clearly state their strategies to reduce the toxicity and quantity of incinerator ash in their waste plants. Hennepin County has not done this.
Advocates hope the demand will trigger a long-delayed board vote to permanently close the incinerator. County officials now have 10 days to respond. Nearly 500 Target Field concession workers employed by Delaware North say they'll announce a strike date on Thursday. This comes after 81% of the workers voted to authorize a strike last month, citing concerns about wages, health care, and job security. Shay Friedberg is with Unite Here Local 17.
All they're asking for is that the company treats them with the respect that they deserve. And it's really too bad that it has to come to a strike to make that happen. But workers are fed up and they're going to go on strike to make sure the company hears them.
We've reached out to Delaware North for comment regarding ongoing negotiations. After severe storms rolled across Minnesota this morning, another round is headed for us later this afternoon. But WCCO-TV chief meteorologist Chris Schaefer says the longer the clouds hang around, the less chance of severe weather.
And I do think we're still going to see thunderstorms. I still think there's going to be some severe ones. The focus now has shifted slightly east. The metro is now on the western fringe of the severe weather possibility, with more of it focused on southeastern Minnesota and really deeper into Wisconsin.
Some of the storms could contain large hail, damaging winds, and even tornadoes. The storms are expected to pop up in western Minnesota and make their way east later this afternoon. Finally, the Minnesota Vikings are on the field at TCO Performance Center for the next 3 days as the team holds their mandatory minicamp. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy spoke with the media today and was asked if he feels there's legitimate competition between him and Kyler Murray for the starting job.
It feels like the same thing every day. I mean, even last year. I'm just competing with myself to be the best kind of person I am for this team and best kind of quarterback. And at the end of the day, you know, the more we do that, rising tide lifts all ships and we'll be in a good spot by the end of it.
McCarthy says he feels the best he's ever felt playing the game of football. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.